This is episode 2223 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself permission to slow down so you can connect to the best part of who you are. I welcome you back to our series we're exploring. We are on day two of our theme this week, to manage stress triggers. I want to ask you, how is your challenge coming along? In each week's series, if you're new around here, there is a challenge. You go on a weekly quest to focus on something that's related to our theme. It's a way for you to go a little more deeply into a series. Well, as we explore stress triggers, you are invited to take part in Stress Opportunities Challenge. This is a challenge where you are invited to look at the opportunities that may be present in the stress you are experiencing. In yesterday's episode, I mentioned how you may even have decided to Google meditation podcasts that landed you here because you were feeling stress. And here you are beginning a meditation ritual. You might consider this a gift in the stress you are experiencing. Throughout this week's series, we are exploring meditation techniques that are time-proven. Many of them are from long-time meditators or experts that help you manage top stress triggers we all experience. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a technique by the Dalai Lama, who is definitely a top meditator. And this is a technique to help you manage the loss of loved ones, whether by death, they may no longer be living, or maybe you are no longer connected to someone who means a lot to you. Maybe you are removed from them in some way. And this is a kind of termination of an important relationship in our life that causes great stress. In the book, The Art of Happiness, the Dalai Lama shares a technique he recommends doing with each of the loved ones in our lives, whether they are alive or no longer living. And I will share with you that I discovered this technique after reading this book about 15 years ago. And at that time, I went through and did this technique in regard to the loved ones in my life. And a few months later, my mom died suddenly. It was a surprise. She wasn't that old. And I was so grateful that I had done this technique, because it gave me so much comfort in my great feeling of loss for my mom, who I still think about and miss every day. So to do this technique, I'll share it with you, and then I'll guide you through the technique as you explore the meditation today. Also, in day two of every series, I always share with you an affirmation, which is a positive statement that you can repeat that helps you to stay focused on what matters most to you. So the affirmation is, joy is within me. Joy is within me. And when you think about losing someone or any other stress you're experiencing in your life, and you'll be exploring different stress triggers in this series each day this week, the joy in your life truly is within. When you begin to meditate more, especially more consistently, you begin to feel this joy and tap into it. And you realize that external influences really can't touch you so much. So this is what this series is about. It's a way for you to always be in touch with your inner joy, regardless of outward circumstances in your life. Now, for your technique by the Dalai Lama, as you focus on a loved one in your life, think about the beautiful qualities they have, their essence. For my mom was an artist, and she celebrated life. She painted life around her exactly as she saw it. Sometimes it was beautiful, sometimes it wasn't. She celebrated all of life. So a few months before she died, when I did this technique, and the Dalai Lama recommends you do this technique with all your loved ones, I visualized my mom celebrating life. And I felt this joy and gratitude for her. And when I heard that she had died, I instantly thought about her celebration of life. And to this day, I feel this great joy when I think of my mom and how she celebrated life. I have many of her paintings in my home, and when I walk by them each day, I smile. And I think that if I wouldn't have known about this technique from the Dalai Lama, that I would feel a great sense of sadness to this day of losing my mom. You may have lost loved ones in your life. You may cringe at the thought of losing those people in your life who are still alive because they mean so much to you. So I hope you will enjoy this technique as much as I have. So as you do this technique again, you'll be guided to focus on a loved one. And I'll guide you through doing this with one loved one. And then you can take it from there. You can focus on several more loved ones. Or maybe each day this week, focus on just one loved one as you meditate. Do what feels right for you. It can be a little emotional as you do this technique. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you close your eyes and straighten your spine, begin to notice how you feel about maybe loved ones you've lost or loved ones who are currently living who mean so much to you. You may feel your heart begin to open up. You may even feel a heaviness or sadness in your heart. Visualize one person who comes instantly to your mind. As you focus on this person, think about the essence of their life. Maybe they were incredibly giving or loving or hardworking or courageous? What epitomizes their life? Surround them in their essence. Feel joy and gratitude for their beautiful life. As you visualize them, pause for a moment and remind yourself how your joy is within you, mentally repeating, "Joy is within me." You can continue to meditate, visualizing this person and their beautiful essence, or bring to mind other people as well, focusing for a few moments on their essence, feeling gladness in your heart for their life, and reminding yourself, joy is within you. You are so worth slowing down for.